Welcome back to the Goat House Podcast. We got a special episode for you guys today, and it's so special that I'm uploading this episode of the podcast to YouTube as well. But I got the boys on the line. They're on the phone right now. All three of the guys, they're on the line. And
hello.
All right.
We got their season predictions. We're a week away till the NFL season kicks off. And I'll have my predictions. We're going to do a fan-voted predictions as well. You're going to want to follow our Twitter for more info on that if you want to be involved. But today, we got Junior, Pigskin, Danny. We got their playoff teams, their NFC and AFC championship game, their Super Bowl predictions, their offensive and defensive MVP. So all kinds of predictions. Really excited for that. But first, we got some news going on right now. So I wanted to discuss this a little bit. The first thing, Leonard Fournette, we knew he was released and cleared waivers, and it started to heat up that, well, I think a lot of us were thinking that the Bears, your guys' Bears over there, were going to pick him up, but Nagy's saying that they're happy with the running back room over there, and I could see that, but then David Montgomery is a little banged up. We'll see how much time he ends up missing, but I'm surprised by that. But then it moved on to the Patriots. The Patriots kind of showing a bunch of interest, even though they have a ton of running backs already, but really not that surprising. But now the latest is the Buccaneers have very strong interest, and it's from what I'm seeing, I almost expect that to happen. Leonard Fournette to the Buccaneers, which curious to see if they try to clear some space or if he takes pretty much nothing, which he did come out and say that he, he's not really worried about the money. He's worried about the best fit. So probably meant, where he think he can thrive in a good team. So, the Buccaneers make a ton of sense. Not too many holes left. I don't think there's any holes left if they get Leonard Fournette. So that would be something. So your guys' thoughts on that, if you, the Bears fans over there, if you want to give me your thoughts on how you're feeling, them passing on Leonard Fournette, if that's the case there.
I feel like it's, as far as the Bears concerned, obviously DeFilippo is the offensive coordinator for the Jags, and having Fournette, maybe there was some, conversations Nagy and him had about character. I mean, I'm not here to talk about, Leonard Fournette's character, because I have no idea who the guy is, but obviously the only thing I can really think of is not a lot of people want to play in Jacksonville, and not a lot of people want to coach in Jacksonville, probably. So I'm sure neither party was happy being in Jacksonville. That's speaking for DeFilippo and Leonard Fournette. But maybe there was just some animosity between the two. Maybe because it sounded like the Bears never really crossed their mind, because they clearly need a running back. So this is a two-parter. I mean, Montgomery's groin injury, that's, groins can nag on for a while. And so you never really know what
they
can
nag
to
on.
Flare up. They can nag on for a while. Oh. So obviously it's a concern as a Bears fan, because, he could be fine for 2 weeks and all of a sudden it flares up again.
Right.
But if DeFilippo and Leonard Fournette didn't really see eye to eye, maybe that's part of it. And also, I don't know how much he really fits that Nagy's offense, because obviously we were struggling running the ball last year. Maybe it was because we didn't have faith in the running game, offensive line, whatever it may be. But, it just takes me back to a couple years ago when we had Jordan Howard, and how Jordan Howard was just, he ran the ball great and he worked out, but it just, he never really had that fit. I suppose Fournette caught the ball out of the backfield a little bit more, but I just, from the Bears' perspective, I just don't know if it was a fit. And I kind of want to see what Cordarrelle Patterson does on a full-time role at running back, because I'm pretty sure that's what we're going
to
see.
I do want to see Cordarrelle in there get some action. That would be I think he's more of a running back. I think the Bears are on something. Whenever he got carries in the past for the Vikings, Patriots, even the Bears, it just seemed like that's where he was at his best. You just got the easiest way to get the ball in his hands is best for Cordarrelle Patterson. But, I was surprised they didn't have interest in Fournette. To me, if Montgomery works, then I think Fournette works. So I don't know if it was a fit. I think I don't know what it, I expect them maybe to go with Tariq Cohen a little bit, more like they used to. It feels like the last couple of years, they kind of been shying away from him just a little bit. Maybe not necessarily in the running game. He's always got, limited carries there, but they probably get him going early on, but we're going to see. But Buccaneers for Leonard Fournette, if it happens, does that bump your guys' Buccaneers thoughts up?
I think it bumps it a little bit, but there's, you know, when you're looking at the Saints, there's some other issues over there, isn't there? Or is Kamara coming back? Did I miss something today?
I think Kamara's going to play. He's back in the practice field. They're still trying to work on a deal. I'd be surprised if he wasn't out there playing. So I fully expect Alvin Kamara to be running the ball for the Saints this year, week one.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other takes on Leonard Fournette before we
this
move on?
This is just the Danny and Riz podcast.
I got to add on to the Bears comments. I mean, I just kind of feel like they feel like Montgomery's injury is not as bad as everyone may think it is, or they have confidence that Cordero is going to be able to fill in whatever role, whatever that is. I mean, one of those reasons has to be why they're passing on him. You wouldn't pass on him if you knew Montgomery was going to miss a lot of time, or you didn't really, or you're planning on playing Cordero elsewhere. You wouldn't just pass on a running back of that caliber.
I think Cordero's just going to be a beast. I think he's going to be a beast. I mean, he's not the greatest route runner.
No, I agree.
When he's got the ball in his hands, he is electric. And you know, I used to give Cordero a lot of shit back in the day. I still don't think he's a wide receiver in any stretch of that, but if they can, you know, consistently give him the ball and let him, you know, rumble and tumble for a couple yards and let him break one, I'm happy.
Oh yeah, I want to see him come in day one, be the starting running back. If Montgomery's not good to go,
that'd be something.
Yeah,
that'd be something. Mohamed Sanu cut by the Patriots just a little bit ago. I can't say I'm a little surprised, a little bit. Only because they just traded a second rounder for him during last season. They basically used him for 3 months, I believe it was. It cost them a second round pick, and now they're kind of done with them. I thought they may be a little attached, but Bill Belichick doesn't really stay attached to guys, so it shouldn't be too surprising. But Mohamed Sanu becomes available. Didn't look so hot right when he stepped in New England, but you got to think, you know, a polished vet, got some talent there. He's definitely going to have a market. And, you know, I was talking about on Twitter, you know, the first teams that come to mind, you know, the Packers right off the bat, surprisingly, even surprised their own players like Davante Adams, that they passed on receivers throughout the entire NFL draft. They did pick up Devin Funchess in free agency, but he opted out. They've been trying to find some under-the-radar guys since then, but you would have to think, maybe they're a little picky with the receivers. They don't want to bring some young guy in for Rodgers. You know, now Mohamed Sanu available, can't be signed till sometime on Thursday. You would think, yeah, that the Packers be okay with Sanu picking him up. So I'd be surprised if they didn't call him. I also look at the Chargers with Mike Williams hurt right now, and they really don't have too much as for receiver options other than Keenan Allen. So I look at the Chargers, look at the 49ers. You know, Kyle Shanahan was with Mohamed Sanu in Atlanta. I think it was only for a year or so. But they got guys going down injured as well. I look at the Raiders, Tyrell Williams hurt. So teams like that, you know, apparently he's got some sort of connection with Dwayne Haskins too. They were working out together. So the Washington football team's an option too. So
he could also play quarterback. So maybe the Bears. I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Just they sign him up and he starts over Trubisky and Foles. Neither win the job. After all those debates in the offseason, neither win the job.
It's very plausible.
I mean, you got to almost throw the Seahawks in the mix. Every time there's like a free agent receiver available, they're like that team just gets brought up for some reason.
True.
That they're always kind of looking at them.
Yeah, they can sneak their way in there, scoop them up.
Even the Ravens, maybe, weren't they in potential like Antonio Brown? So like I can see them looking for a veteran receiver. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some wild card teams. Definitely a possibility. If you had to pick. Where he goes, where if you had to pick right now,
it has to be the Packers.
I would say the Packers too. I think a lot of people.
If they don't, there's something else going on. Like they're really just trying to be like, all right, Aaron.
They're trying to screw Aaron.
They're screwing him over.
Yeah, thank you.
How do we go to Jordan Love without like going just straight to Jordan Love here?
Without hurting Aaron's feelings.
Aaron's feelings is already hurt. He's dealing with the breakup. You know, it's a whole thing. Could be a bear. He could be a bear in the future. You never know.
Could be a bear.
Or a Buccaneer.
I don't know, but...
You'd love Aaron Rodgers if he was a bear.
Oh, yeah. Would you Aaron love him Rodgers if he was a Titan?
I don't know.
Off the field, no. On the field,
Pete,
yeah.
You would love the wins. Oh, you would hate the players.
We have a quarterback already. So
problem is, who's giving up their jersey? Would Allen Robinson give up his jersey number for Aaron Rodgers?
He throws him TDs.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, if we have Allen Robinson, we got to extend the man first.
Oh, he'll be extended. Don't worry. He'll be extended.
He's going to be.
He'll retire as a Bear.
Retire as a Bear. Bold statement. Dan's got it.
Yeah, he's going to retire as a Bear.
All right, let's go to what all these people have been waiting for. Let's go to your guys. Let's start with... Is that your notes over there?
Yeah, I was getting them out. You were getting me already.
All right, you're up first then. What do you want to do here? You want to go... You just want to give me your seven AFC teams right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Here, let's...
Yeah,
sure.
Let me type
I'll
these
rip
out.
Them off and then just hang up and listen.
All right.
Are you ready? Was that you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, I got the Chiefs. Chiefs, that's a given.
Whoa.
It's a given, all right? All right, no, I don't want to hear it. Got the Ravens.
He's got
obvious
Ravens
number
too.
Two. I do think, though, they're going to take a step down from last year. They're still going to be good, but they're not going to wow people in the same way. My opinion, of course. Number three, I got the Bills. I got the Bills.
Interesting.
That's an interesting one for me. Then I got the Titans at four.
Interesting.
Then, things get even more interesting, Dan, so just buckle up.
Oh, buckle all right. up,
no,
Dan.
Number five, we got the Broncos.
Okay.
Interesting.
Number six, the Patriots.
Oh.
All right, I don't want to hear it. Dan? Number seven, I got the Browns. I think for the last, like, 3 years I've been saying it's this year. This is going to probably come back to bite me, but, you know, this is the year. They're going to do it. And when I say do it, I mean make the playoffs. That's about it.
Texans fans are going to love you.
I mean, Colts fans, too.
Yeah. Steelers fans, they're going to love you as well. Who else we got there? Yeah, pretty much those.
It's
teams.
Okay. I'm believing in some of the younger and like the
more
mystery.
Athletic, younger, more athletic.
The Broncos would be a younger and more athletic team. Same with the Browns. But the Patriots is more of just like a coaching. I'm picking it based off the coaching. Still to me right now it's still impossible to bet on the Patriots. Maybe once we see what they do without Tom for 1 year, we can make a kind of a prediction, but I want to see what they do. So until they give me a reason to not put them in there, I'm going to have him in there.
Okay. How do we want to go about this? Do we want to move on to somebody else's?
Dan's AFCs. Yeah, Dan's AFCs. And then, or Pete. Doesn't matter. Just like do all our AFC, then all our NFC.
Okay. Easy enough. All right. Well, I think this is a given. You got Chiefs as the one seed.
Whoa.
No problems Whoa. There. No problems there. Ravens coming in at the number two spot.
Oh.
No problems there as well. I thought this was pretty obvious too, but Texans as the three.
That's obvious. Whoa.
I don't know.
That's pretty obvious, man.
Whoa.
That's pretty obvious. Number four going to the Bills. Winning the division there. And then as far as my last three, I have, and this is not in any particular order. Not in any particular order as far as who's making it, but I'm thinking the Browns are going to finally figure it out. And then I'm also saying the Titans. Should
Wait,
just
so
find their consistency.
Who's your five
go
seed?
Ahead. My five seed. It's not in any particular order, but I guess we'll go with Browns as my five seed.
Okay, Browns the five.
Titans is the six seed. Titans continuing six. Their success. And then I think Steelers are going to struggle early with Big Ben, but I think they're going to figure it out and take that seventh spot. So you're actually going to see three AFC North teams in the playoffs.
All right, so Dan's got Chiefs, Ravens, Texans, Bills, Browns. Both of you got the Browns. I mean, you got them at the five.
I mean, there's on paper, there's no excuses. There's no excuses
you
for
the Browns.
You take
a look at that defense. Defense a little beat up. A little beat up there. But it's an
offensive league. I don't know, Jim.
It's an offensive league anyway.
Titans 6 and Steelers 7. Interesting stuff, Dan.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go here.
Fire away.
I got I got the Chiefs and number one, the Ravens and number two, just like everyone else. I think it's pretty obvious here
Ooh,
that the
Titans.
Titans are number three.
Ooh.
I think those three teams are just kind of separated from the men from the boys right there,
Okay.
honestly. I have the Bills at four. You're welcome, Bills fans.
You and those Bills fans over there.
Can
I
we
got my
change Pete's name this year to instead of Pigskin, just Tractor Pedo?
Or huge
Hey,
Bills
huge
guy.
Bills guy.
Huge
Huge
Bills
Bills
guy.
guy.
Huge Bills guy.
I got the Steelers taking the first wild card spot. And I don't know, I think the wild card spots are really just up for grabs in the AFC. Like, you don't know what you're gonna get out of Big Ben, but obviously that defense is very good. But I'm gonna have the Steelers go the five seed. I have the Texans getting the six seed. I don't know, I think Deshaun Watson's gonna carry that team into the playoffs. But I think obviously the DeAndre Hopkins trade just hurt them. And I have the Broncos taking the seventh seed. I think they built a pretty good team. I have some faith in Drew Lock, but you don't really know what you're gonna get. But I don't know, just not. I'm not. I don't know. I'm just not sold on Phillip Rivers. He's already. The one thing that's in the back of my mind is he took that high school coaching job already. He's still playing in the NFL. It just makes it sound like he took the $20 million and he's on his way out after this year.
It's gonna affect
And
his
he's
game.
got kids to feed. He's got kids to feed.
We saw the decline last. We saw a decline last year. I don't know. I just don't think it's gonna be that great
Does
for
have a good offensive
Indianapolis.
line though,
He does have a
Petey.
good offensive line. I think they could make it in instead of the Texans, but I think it's just hard to see three teams from the same division make it in.
So no
No.
one's got the Colts. Colts fans always calling me a hater, but
Oh boy.
this isn't me. I'm not making these predictions. This is three other guys here. No one's got the Colts
I
here.
think the Browns defense is just so beat up and it's not that great and it's the Browns.
What about that Chargers team though? That Chargers defense, can they sneak in there, or you guys are just no? You're just a no on that.
But
What about the
also I forgot
Raiders?
the Patriots I think could sneak in too just because that coaching staff, like watching them last year in the playoffs, they just didn't, I don't know, they looked like they were just, that was it. That was the end of the dynasty right there. Like they're just,
End
they're
of the
done for.
dynasty.
You don't know what you're gonna get from Cam Newton. If he's healthy, then obviously they have a chance. I think they have a chance to win a division for sure. But well, that's what I'm feeling right now.
What you
Okay.
feeling? Are we on to Junior's NFC
Oh.
playoff picture? Oh, get your notes
Yep.
out. Get them out.
Got him.
So quick on that.
Are you ready? You ready over
Oh,
there?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gonna go number one, Bucks. I think
Ooh, he's going with
I
the
got I you
Bucks.
know I'm
Oh.
believing in the hype. I know that I've done that before with other teams, and it has absolutely just made me look like an idiot at year's end.
It's a
But
little
we're
different
gonna
though with a
continue.
proven
We're gonna
guy,
continue to do it.
Tom Brady, you know?
Right. I know. I just
Like,
gotta make sure the fans know. I know.
yeah.
All right. Number two, I got the Seattle Seahawks. Number three, I got the, are you good over there?
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, all right. I heard you typing. Got the Cowboys at number three.
You can hear the typing. That's not good.
I heard it there for a brief moment.
All
It's
right,
all right.
all right.
I got the Bears at four.
Got the Bears
And
at
then
four. Oh, love it.
I
Bears
got
making the
the
playoffs. Winning the
bold,
division.
bold prediction, but the
I
NFC
got the
North is
Saints at
pretty even.
five. Saints
Saints
at
at
five.
five.
Vikings at six. And I got
Oh.
49ers at seven.
Whoa,
Okay, all
dude.
right. So the
Wow.
49ers falling down a little bit compared to last year, but still in the playoffs. You got two
Right.
NFC North teams, and neither are the Green Bay Packers.
Suck
Well,
it,
I mean,
Packers. Suck
yeah,
it.
for I have 2 points to that. One, suck it, Packers. And two,
Every
I mean,
Packers fan we had just turned off the video.
it's okay.
Probably. It's
It's
out
okay.
of
They know
respect,
I'm a
though. It's
Bears
out of
fan. It's
respect.
mutual. Yeah, it's mutual.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't. I think that the Vikings have put themselves more in a position to win this year than the Packers have in the offseason. I don't think the Packers put themselves. They didn't better their chances from last year. I don't believe.
No
So I don't know.
Eagles.
That's why. Eagles, I was torn. I was gonna do the Eagles, but then I just I don't know.
A lot of injuries
Was
happening. A lot of
right.
injuries.
And they always kind of they either start hot, then get going. Or
They
no, they
always have
start hot and
injuries,
then just
though.
fall off, or they just get going too late. And it's always like, oh, they like barely squeak in or barely miss it. So I think it's going to be one of those years again. That seems to be every year. But yeah, that's what I got.
All right. Looks like Dan's up, I think.
All right, I forgot to preface this before, but as a huge believer in playoffpredictors.com, I did not do playoffpredictors.com on these rankings, so I think we should preface that. So I apologize, but I got my number one seed in the NFC coming out of the NFC East, the Cowboys.
Oh!
Number two seed. And, you know, I could see it going either way with this team. I could see them being kind of missing the playoffs or actually just dominating, and that's going to be the Packers. It's really going to depend on how the Bears division is, because it could go a lot of ways. Or the Bears division, the NFC North. Because it could go a lot of ways.
What
there.
A Bears fan.
Yeah, for real. But anyways, I got coming in at my number three seed, the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I was torn between that and the Saints, so... I'm kind of leaning towards, if they're signing Leonard Fournette, which is where we believe he's going, I think I'm going to give the edge to them. My fourth seed, I got the Seattle Seahawks. Coming at the fifth seed is the Saints. And then my sixth seed is going to be the 49ers. And my seventh seed. Does anyone have any predictions on what my seventh seed is going to be?
Bears.
You're kind of setting us up to say Bears, but I'm actually going to go bold here. I think you're going with the Vikings.
I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No!
Oh.
I actually was I'm hoping I don't know what I'm hoping for this year for the Bears. I want them to make the playoffs, but if I'm being a realist, I got to include the Eagles on that, even with their injuries. Yeah. So, I'm going with
Okay. I think Dan's doing one of those reverse psychology things. That's what he's doing.
That's what he's going for.
I think, that's what he's going for. Yeah, maybe those Packers fans that turned off the video when Junior went, you know, maybe they're
missing
out. Maybe
they tuned back in.
Maybe they got, tingling sensation where they felt that Dan was announcing that the Packers were the two seed, and they just tuned back in somehow.
There's a first time for everything, isn't
there? They just tingled back in, yeah.
They tingled right back in here.
I'm just gonna let you guys know. I'm gonna be cheering for them, and you know, when we're doing a pick'ems, I'm gonna be balls to the walls, bias cap on for the Bears. So
you're getting.
Yeah. I mean, as expected.
You had to
get expected.
I'm just avoiding at least one video where I'm gonna get bashed. So I'm gonna avoid. This is gonna be the one I'm gonna avoid.
Well, I think you're ruining it right now.
you're gonna break the Bears 16-0 in the weekly pick'ems. They're gonna have gonna win every single week.
You guys, breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
My Miami Heat are in the driver's seat, all right? All right, go back. Continue.
I actually picked up my phone when you said breaking news. I thought like something happened with Leonard Fournette or something.
They're in the driver's seat.
The Bears win the division? What?
Miami Heat are in the driving seat. All right, that is all. We're moving on to Pete's NFC predictions.
We all got different number ones here. I'm going with the team that always just wins the regular season, the NFC. I'm going with the Saints.
Okay.
Taking the one seed. I have the Cowboys with the two seed. We're all high on the Cowboys.
We're all hyped.
Danny's hype, more hype than I thought.
Yeah, I thought maybe me
yeah,
and Pete were going to
be
the hype guys.
Number two favorite team.
Jeez.
Right now,
yeah.
I got the Seahawks at the three seed. I think just with the Niners injuries, I had the Niners, I think, with the two seed originally, but I moved them down.
Do it, Pete. Do it.
I did move them down, but
no,
injuries
do
there. Oh, four seed. I got the Vikings.
I already typed it out. I just had a feeling.
Bias.
I had a feeling you were going to do
Titans
it.
Fan over there.
Biased Titans fan.
Then I have the Niners at the five seed. And I got the Bucks at the six seed. I think, I don't know, honestly, I think those top six right there, I don't know, those seem like, I don't really think I can go any other way with them. But the seven seed, I think, is wide open. I think you could take... You could take the Eagles, you could take the Packers, you could take the Bears, but I end up going with the Packers
Boom.
With the seventh seed just because of the Eagles' injuries right now. And then also, I don't know. If the Bears go with Trubisky to start the season, I think it's going to haunt them at the end. If they put Foles in and they go on a run, it might be too late.
Okay.
Well, I also could see people were hyping up the Cardinals. I don't know about them making it yet, but I could see the Falcons actually sneaking in there.
Any words from Junior on that one?
I'll be right back. I got a bloody nose. Go ahead.
Bloody nose.
The Falcons gave you a bloody nose. All right.
All right, there we go. There's well,
AFC. He's supposed to be next with his AFC Championship game, but he's got a bloody nose. So it looks.
Well,
like...
I think it's pretty obvious. I think I could answer for him.
No, just give us yours. Just give us Dan's AFC Championship game.
We're going with the Chiefs versus the Ravens.
Right,
you tamp on your nose or no? Did you tamp on your nose?
No, there is a napkin in there right now.
In your nose, so you tamp
on it?
Nice.
It, yeah.
Nice work, man.
Oh yeah, I just grabbed the first thing I saw, man.
I don't know what I did.
You know, I was in the heat of battle over here. What am I doing?
Well, Dan has his AFC Championship. He's got Chiefs versus Ravens here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. Should we all give AFC Championships? You go ahead.
Yeah, this is where mine gets wild, guys.
Oh, boy. Browns versus who?
Chiefs, Patriots. I don't think it's that wild. I just think that the Cam
like
Newton experience
row,
works out.
Row, but like two,
I think
the
Cam Newton experience works out.
Whoa.
Wow.
Even with all the opt-outs.
With all the opt-outs, it works out.
I was going to say,
find a way.
I was going to say 3 years in a row, I was like, wait, no, the Titans made it last year, but brings up a good point. The 2 years before that, it was Chiefs Patriots back to back. I think it's going to be Chiefs Titans back to back.
Back to back Chiefs Titans.
Back to back, back to back is what you're predicting?
Yes, sir.
All right, fix this. This is driving me nuts what I'm doing here. All right, we're on to the NFC. What am I talking about? Who's going first?
Dan, you can take it away now.
Well, I'm sorry, for the NFC Championship?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I'm going with the Cowboys versus the Bucks.
Cowboys. We're going to put boys. Boys versus Bucks.
Yeah.
And we got Junior. What does he got?
I got the Bucks versus the Seahawks.
What's Pete got?
I got the Saints versus the Cowboys.
There you have it, clean as whistle.
Look at those. So everyone's got the Chiefs from the AFC. You guys got all different. I can't believe you went with the Patriots. I can't believe you did it.
Wait to see a Super Bowl champion is.
I just wanted to do it, man. No, my Super Bowl champion, let me check it out.
Let me
I
check
didn't
it
pick
out.
A champion. I didn't pick a champion. I just picked the matchup.
Let's take a look at the – yeah, so breaking down the AFC, we got all three of the Chiefs. And we got all three different from the opponent there. And then the NFC, what do we got? We got I typed out boys for one and typed up Cowboys.
We got all
for
different
them.
Ones, I think.
There's two Cowboys in there. There's two Bucks in there. There is a Saints and a Seahawks.
You say the Patriots.
All right. Super Bowl matchup. What do we got?
Would you like me to kick it off again?
Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
I got the Chiefs versus, drumroll please, but the Cowboys. Ooh. Cowboys are getting over the hump. They're getting into the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, all right.
All right, I got the Chiefs. Right, what? Okay. Chiefs Seattle, all right? That's what I got. In my notes here.
In your notes.
Yep. Can we hear those notes again?
We're just
how about your
Chiefs
tampon? Can we hear your tampon?
I think we're a Chiefs Cowboys channel over here. I'm going with the Chiefs and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
God, we're gonna get ripped for that one.
Yeah.
Chiefs Cowboys?
Yeah.
People aren't believing in the Cowboys. I'm definitely on board. But
I'm on board over here.
I think they're as far as the NFC North or excuse me, NFC is concerned.
Guy, what a Bears
one,
fan.
One of the most complete NFC teams, in my opinion.
Okay. Chiefs Cowboys, Chiefs Seahawks, Chiefs Cowboys. That's what we got. What do we got for winners?
Well, I didn't pick a winner here. So.
Well, you can pick one now.
Well, I'm gonna go with Seattle.
Seattle wins it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Seattle wins it.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Dan and I got the same exact Super Bowl.
Yeah, and if you guys, if you the viewers got a problem with it, you can go ahead and send us a message at PRizzy8. We'll take all your complaints over there. So suck it.
So suck it. Oh, I can't wait.
Any complaints that you got.
Can't wait.
File them there.
Two Chiefs and a Seahawks winner. Who's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Badger Mahomes.
You guys are getting bold here. You're getting real bold.
Jadeveon Clowney. When he signs. I'm just kidding. It's Patrick
real,
Mahomes.
That's real bold.
Patrick bold Mahomes. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
So here it is. He said about his cheeseburgers today.
He's going to show his rig and see if he can get free burgers.
What? Are you kidding me?
The way that's a move right there. I would do that too.
I don't think he needs the ring to get free cheeseburgers.
People just know who he is.
Yeah, they you just know who he is. You're giving him a free cheeseburger.
He just needs a red polo and a visor and then he'll get it.
Yeah. So, what, MVP of the season?
Is that what we're doing it?
Offensive MVP for the regular season and defensive MVP for the regular season.
Okay.
I mean, I don't.
Dan, would you like to go?
You guys don't even. I'm not typing this out. Everyone can just listen. I'm struggling typing.
Mahomes is my season MVP.
Okay.
That's what I think too. But if I was to pick someone who's kind of like dark horse, I'd pick Dak Prescott.
And I got. If you're really following me here, I got Russell Wilson winning the MVP.
Okay.
Mr. Unlimited, as he likes to call himself.
So everybody went with a player from their Super Bowl champion. Look at that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works, man.
Look at that. Defense,
there's a reason the team gets there.
Defensive MVP. What do you got?
I have my bias head on for this one.
So my team didn't make the playoffs with our predictions, but we're picking them anyway. Khalil Mack.
Yeah, we're picking them. Khalil Mack.
It's realistic. I think we'll allow it.
And everyone's saying he's going to have, like, or not everyone. There's a lot of people, like, predicting a down year or, like, an average year out of him. And I don't think Khalil Mack is the kind of guy who needs motivation, but he just got some, and I think he's going to
I gave him the award when I saw him speaking to at the press conference while working out. That's when I gave him the award.
What a beast.
Yeah,
that's a move.
I think I scrolled through on Twitter. I didn't see who said it, but somebody said Khalil Mack's like in for another mediocre season or something, or like down season.
I saw that same article and I was like, wait, what?
It's just people who need something. There's nothing to write about right now, and they need something to write about. They're doing their best Stephen A. Impersonation by just coming up with some crazy thing where people are like, this guy's fucking out of his mind. Get him out of here. That's all they want. That is all they want.
Well, here at the Goat House, we're not about clicks.
We're not about that.
We're about the views, right?
We're about the clicks.
Okay.
This should be our tagline. Here at the Goat House, we're not about the clicks.
We're about the views.
We're about the picks. Not the clicks, the picks.
Tweet that out right now.
What type of picks?
That's a good one. Yeah, here, let me put because that's going to work, too, because, like, Trubisky's going to throw a lot of picks and stuff.
No, I didn't say tweet that out.
No, not the picks one. The views one.
All
right. We got a pick.
All right, so we got two Khalil Maxes. Pete making three. I don't think he does.
Oh, I got my bias cap on. I'm going with Danielle Hunter.
The Titans.
Of the Vikings.
The Titans hat.
The Titans bias cap. Wow.
What am I doing this
week? I just think with Yannick Ngakoue on the other side, it's going to be hard to block both. I think Danielle Hunter is going to lead the league in sacks.
I'm on board with it.
All right, can I get some verbiage here, guys?
Some verbiage?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Dan, you did have the line, so I'm going to need it repeated for me.
How about I just tweet it out? How about that?
Yeah, you go ahead and do it.
Are you trying to steal his tweets over there, his ideas?
I was trying to steal it, guys. I apologize.
People are going to probably think we're, like, serious, though. Well, that kind of is serious, a little bit.
Definitely is serious.
Broncos trade Isaac Yiadom to the Giants for 2021 seventh-round pick.
Oh, big time.
I got to change some of my picks.
I just realized what you said. I mean, he's probably going to start for the Giants. He might.
Right. That's why I got to change some of my picks. Giants gonna mess with the seeding a little bit.
Well, Giants are gonna sneak a win in the playoffpredictors.com. It's gonna change the seeding a little
bit. No, no, no,
no. No, won't.
Giants will get a few wins.
A few extra wins.
This just in, Bears win the division, Packers drop out. Oh my God.
The whole Packers organization is opted video. Out.
The Bears have made it. Holy shit.
Trubisky MVP. Whole organization gone. Stadium opts out of the season.
You could end the video right there, just that. Boom.
That's and it. Then
put everyone for a loop. Only people that will watch the entire, all the Packers fans, you get the likes, all the Bears fans, and be like, what the fuck is this guy doing until the very end? And then they'd be like, God damn, this guy is right.
He's right. We're on board. what else we got? Any last...
Well, end the video right there. What are you talking about?
No. any bold predictions that come to your mind? I know we weren't really into your homework this, but just something that pops in your head. Like, you got a big, bold prediction, or you got...
I got a question. I got a question.
All right, what do you got?
A question. We have not checked in on the weekly Danny update about the Bears quarterback battle.
How's it going over there?
And Dan likes to give us good updates, let us know what's going on, who's up, who's down.
There is no clear-cut winner so far a week before the game start. So...
No, but who has the edge? Rather. Anybody have the edge?
There is literally no edge at this point. It is literally even. Both of them have done this pretty much the same thing. Nick Foles has been a little bit more conservative than Trubisky. Believe it or not, Trubisky's actually trying to throw down the field. And so far doing pretty decent. But yeah, as far as decision making, it's as per Nagy, it's been pretty even, but I don't know if he's trying to show all his cards yet. So I really don't know. I'm out of the loop.
We'll
check in with you next week, Dan.
Thank you.
That was our segment, checking in with Dan on the Chicago Bears quarterback. We saw a segment
every single week.
Super long title. Just a
we need like a sound bit for it.
You just hit a button and the intro plays to the segment.
It's time for Dan's quarterback. What are we calling it?
Dan's weekly quarterback. Dan's weekly Chicago
super
Bears
something
quarterback
super long.
Update.
Yeah. Of the week, add that twice.
Of the week.
Weekly update of the week. All right. Any bold predictions or what you're looking forward to the most? Anything before we go here, before we sign off?
Odell Beckham Jr. not happy in Cleveland.
That's my bold prediction.
But the Browns are going to the playoffs.
They are, but Austin Hooper's going to be getting all the balls. Austin Hooper's going to enjoy his stay in Cleveland.
Okay.
All right. Was that your bold prediction, or was that what you're looking forward to the most?
Both.
Both. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys see Roger Goodell said that they didn't think there's any advantage or disadvantage to some teams having fans and some teams not?
Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of insane.
From a man who's clearly never played professional sports.
You guys are bummed.
Has he ever been to Seattle, Chicago, like a home game for those two teams? Like, has he not seen how wild the fans get?
I mean, we have bare weather, so we don't really need the fans.
Oh, we need the fans.
The fans help, but we have bare weather. We have, like, two factors.
Soldier Field's one of the loudest stadiums. What are you talking about?
All stadiums are loud, Dan. All stadiums are loud. And now
yeah, but there's some that are louder than others.
Noise. Going to be pumping
Seattle
in the
Stadium
noise.
Was literally built around like in enhancing crowd noise. That's like they literally built it based on that.
Yeah, they're going to be pumping off noise
Cheaters.
All day long.
Well, they're not pumping in illegal noise. Champion. That's just how they built it. The Falcons, on the other hand, they were pumping in some noise.
They're going to have no trouble pumping in crowd noise.
No trouble at all.
Not going to skip a beat.
I mean, it is.
Who's going to have.
The Falcons were good when they were pumping in crowd noise. Now then they can't do that. I mean, maybe it is up to the fans. I don't know.
Who's going to have the best pumped crowd noise?
Any
Packers.
Team that doesn't use Madden.
Because they're going to do their Go Pack Go thing. No, not a lot of teams have like a little chant that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a stupid chant. Yeah, suck it, Peck.
They're not here.
All right.
They're gone already.
Dan's bold prediction, Odell wants out, not happy, and that's also what he's looking forward to. What has everyone else got?
I'm looking forward to that little Packers kid coming and licking the wall again.
We talk about this every week. Another segment. Weekly, we'll check in on the Packers kid. We need to bring him on the show.
He's still just there licking the wall.
All right.
I'm curious of, like, I want to see the stadiums that are, like, letting in, like, a certain percentage of the, like, fans. I want to, like, see what that looks like.
Probably looks like a couple fans coming in the stadium.
Probably.
I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not going to look, like, packed. That's what I'm saying. It's going to look weird.
It'll look like a Jacksonville Jaguars game.
Ooh. Are they still going to be pumping in?
Yeah, can they pump in on top of the small crowd?
Right, that's an advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's less fans there, with the fans that are there, there'd be more echo, so maybe it's kind of even out.
So they got to crunch the numbers, maybe. X amount of fans, you can go to a certain level on the volume and all that kind of fun jazz. You know?
Maybe.
Perhaps. Anything else?
Giannis sucks. Yeah, Giannis sucks at free throws.
Okay. You got the game on right now?
I do.
What are we looking at? What's the score?
44-33, Miami.
They're doing it. They're doing it. Who wins game 7 tonight? Thunder, Rockets.
If the Rockets lose, blow it up.
Yeah, seriously.
Blow it up, because they have taken so many swings and just missed.
I got to say, I really don't care who wins, honestly. It doesn't matter too much to me, but I want... I'm rooting for the Thunder, but I think the Rockets are going to win. I just see Harden going to the free throw line an insane amount tonight, so we'll see. That might be the difference there.
Does that mean we're getting a LeBron-Harden showdown? Just how many free throws can we get shot in that game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be an easy one for Jimmy, the
good series.
Easy.
Jimmy dabbed up Wade on the virtual fan board.
Pete, I saw it live, Pete. Tractor Pito, all right?
Mid-podcast? You saw it mid-podcast?
I saw it mid-podcast live.
That's talent.
Blonde hair. He didn't say anything.
Was that during the bloody nose or after the bloody nose?
That was post-bloody nose.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, you're all over the place. That's
Is your tampon still in or no?
That's pure tampon.
Oh, that's out now, man.
Nice. It was a quick bloody nose, though.
Quick one?
I mean, it was quick. I still feel it in there. I got to do some of those, you know, kind of keep it up in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end it on that. I don't know. Anything else before we go?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah, you guys have a great rest of your day. Or night, whenever you're listening to this.
All right. If you want to check out all the other podcast episodes, maybe you're listening to this or watching it through YouTube, I'll put a link down below. You can check out all the episodes there. If you're listening to the podcast, we've got a YouTube channel. We got a Twitter. Just search Goat House pretty much anywhere. You'll find us. We'll have full coverage during the NFL season. Looking for 60,000 subscribers on our YouTube early in the NFL season, so I'd appreciate if you guys can subscribe. But that's going to do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What are they just going to go up to the field and just line up on the 50-yard line, do the national anthem, and start playing?
I guess weird. So.
Weird, man.
That's a good question. I didn't really think about that.
I got a good one here. I got a good one. If you're done over there.
Yeah, I'm done.
When we're watching on TV, like, what's the camera going to go on? Like, you know, sometimes, you know, they put it on a fat ass guy with his huge knockers and he's got his face painted and that, you know, what are they going to put the camera on? They got nothing to
Joe
put
Buck.
On. There's the, Joe Buck. there's nobody with signs
replays
out there.
Replays galore.
Yeah.
Yeah, replays, probably more commercials.
More commercials.
MLB
that's
has kind of done that. They do like
gonna
a
do with soccer
picture in
too.
Picture. What are they doing in
the bleachers? Soccer like tarps the bleachers.
Yeah, that's no bueno. All right, Pete, what do you got, Pete?
It's kind of hard to like come up with stuff. Just kind of going off of like home field advantage thing. Like, do you guys? I'll ask you this: do you guys believe in momentum?
Oh yeah.
No, Pete just got deep on us.
What? No, some people got deep.
That's a serious.
Some momentum people don't is not believe something it, to like, believe in. That's the law. That's
yeah, some people, some people don't believe in like momentum
that was,
like that.
That was
but like,
deep, man.
I feel
Do you
like
believe in violence. In speed?
In speed? No, but like,
all right,
some people don't. Some people don't believe in like momentum. Like when momentum swings, like there's, I don't know, like that's what's part of like momentum swinging. Like obviously, like a team makes a play, but like I think the
fans
crowd,
getting back
like,
into the game.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like, fans getting back in the game is like that. Like the players could like feel that. I don't think like they're not really gonna feel it as much. And like
the announcers are gonna be like, "Wow, this pumped in crowd noise is just going absolutely bonkers."
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like I just feel like that's going to have an effect on the game a little bit. Some teams like might make a play like where it could be a momentum swing, but they're not really feeling it, and it just doesn't help them, you know, overcome that deficit they're in.
Yeah, I got another one. Unless Ant's got one, Junior.
I mean, for me, it's just so weird that they're like. They make like pumping and crowd noise sound so easy. Like all the stadiums just do it already.
Well, I mean, they all got speakers and they all got some sound effects, and yeah.
But they got sound effects of like the crowd though, which is weird.
Madden does.
Well, I'm sure it's pretty.
They probably didn't they get it from like EA or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could. I think NBA got it from 2K.
Yeah.
So.
Professional pumpers.
Well, I got another one. I got another one, right? And this is not necessarily about no fans, but about the virus in general. You already know there's going to be a team, offensive team or a defensive return for a touchdown that has a social distanced celebration in the end zone, and I am not for that,
not
even
for
if it's
it.
For my own team. It's going to be like, I guarantee, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I guarantee teams are planning it. They want to be the first to do it.
Some sort of Rona celebration is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like
whatever team...
celebrations. I was just thinking of celebrations all of a sudden. I was just thinking, what if a player just like threw the ball at the stands? You're also just going to throw the ball at the stands. Throw the ball at the stands. There's no one there.
Yeah, that's why Cam Newton's not going to work out with the Patriots, because how is he going to give the ball to a kid?
Can't do it.
They get a sponsorship of FedEx. They put it in a box, sign for it, and then FedEx just goes off with it.
It's good thinking.
Or they get a cutout, like a cutout of a kid wearing a Cam Newton jersey, and you can just go and give it to the cutout.
Yeah,
but is it gonna feel the same?
Probably not.
You should probably let one kid in to every Patriot home game, just for Cam Newton.
Just chilling. Right,
he gets all the balls.
His parents don't get to come. Just one kid in there.
Well, you could maybe you could fit like you could probably put like four kids in there, and like just socially distance them in the end zones.
I just don't want any of those kids in the Packers game, the Packers stadium, because one might start licking the walls.
Yeah, that's not good with the virus going on.
No. That kid should be banned.
Definitely not.
Pretty sure we talked about the same kid last podcast.
But that is something that we're going to miss, that fans are not in the stadium, though. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyone have any other ones? I got another one.
Go ahead. Go for it.
The Lambo Leap.
We were just talking about the Packers and Lambo Leap.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Are they gonna still do it?
You're gonna miss the Lambo Leap, or you're not gonna miss it?
I like, you know, as a sports fan, it's a tradition that they're not gonna be able to do anymore. I'm glad it's not gonna be against the Bears, but I guarantee somebody's gonna try and do it, like jokingly, like go and just jump into the stands. But like that's an iconic thing, and we're
guaranteed.
Not gonna have that anymore. Guaranteed. Which is more guaranteed, the Lambo Leap or the
Corona
celebration?
I don't know what somebody's going to do.
I think the Lambo Leap definitely is guaranteed.
Maybe like stand 6 feet apart and like pretend to put hand sanitizer on or some shit.
Ooh, so I actually have
that's
it.
A good one. That's
actually
a good one.
Actually have hand sanitizer.
It'd be so lame.
Leave it in your sock. Or your jock, I don't know. No, that wouldn't be a good idea. If it leaks, you're done. You'd be pure, though. You'd be pretty pure if it did leak.
Yeah.
Right. So pure.
Be on fire.
Yeah.
Lambo Leap's guaranteed.
Pete's got another one. Pete, what do you got over there?
Guarantee someone punts the ball in the stands, too. That's going to be gold.
Are they going to spread out the sidelines?
What do you mean spread
out? I don't know.
Like the teams themselves, are they going to be like more spread out?
That's a good question. Yeah, I wonder if they're
baseball's not really doing that.
You know, there's always like
obviously didn't
players that aren't active and they're all over the sideline. Like, I wonder if those players are like not going to be allowed.
I mean, they're wearing masks. Stands like
soccer.
The Cardinals, and baseball Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals had their players sitting in the stands like after a doubleheader. They're just sitting in the stands.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea there.
All right, last thing that I'm going to miss. They might still do it, actually, but the flyovers at the national anthem.
Mm.
Usually that's for, like, the audience. A lot of money to do that. They're just not going to probably do that just for the players, but that's iconic right there, too. Flyovers during the national anthem is one of the greatest, one of the coolest things in sports.
I think they'll do it still.
Think so? Maybe for, like, big games, but maybe not for, like, they used to do it at the Bears noon games, like, all the time. Every other home game.
Are they bringing the, you know, when teams run out of the tunnel, they have the, like, the towers with the fire spitting on? Wasn't there a problem last year? One got caught on fire or something?
Titans game.
And they, like, kind of banned them from the NFL. Do those ever come back? We're bringing them back? I don't know what we need them for if no one's in the stands. For the players, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that for the players or is that for like looks for I don't know what those are for.
It's for looks.
It's an amenity. It's not required.
You can feel the heat on those things. I just remember in your seats at the Bears game, you could just feel those things, and I guess kind of close, but that's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
You can lose your eyebrows.
You can kill somebody with those things.
Be all right, man.
Yeah. Anybody, anything else before we sign off? Nothing.
A stadium hot dog. You're not going to be able to get your stadium hot dog.
I won't be able to get the stadium hot dog.
I usually don't eat in the stadium, man. I'm usually just glued watching the game.
With a couple of he's glued on the hot dog.
Do you stock up before the game starts, though?
What do you mean by that?
Do you like...
On food? Oh yeah, we'll take tailgate and have like. So what we'll do, what our tradition is, right?
Is give me the tradition.
We'll get there. We'll get to the stadium pretty early and grill out. We have everyone brings different food, and then you could actually bring food into the stadium, so you don't have to keep buying like $9 hot dogs.
And 15 beers later, you're passed out at midfield.
Usually, yeah, butt naked.
With Earl Thomas' brother.
And then singing Shapoopy.
Great time. Great
time. I love how you're just finding out about this right now. Like,
yes.
I'm making it a joke. Like it's
I'm
like
a little
it's
late
so,
on it.
That's what I was gonna say. It's just so old.
I don't know. I don't even know. It's good stuff.
This
though.
Is old
it's
news.
Not good stuff. It's not. But it is.
Good content.
Good stuff, man.
But singing Shapoopy at midfield, yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah. All right, I think that wraps it up. That was a good one. That whole Earl Thomas segment. People are going to love that. But, yeah, you can check us out on YouTube. Full NFL coverage in season. It's getting closer. We'll have picks every single week with all of us right here. I can't wait. That's going to do it for this one. Thanks
He's
for
going
listening.
To the Bears.
Goodbye.
He's still on this.